2008 is actually expected to be a year where more names will be changed, official geographic names will be changed, than almost ever before. And joining us from the U.S. Geological Survey is Jennifer Runyon there in Washington, or actually you're out in arrest in Virginia, right, Jennifer?
That's right, yes.
Jennifer, you are the on the U.S. Board of Geographic Names, right?
I'm a research staff person for the board, that's right.
And the U.S. board is looking at a movement to change names that involve a particular word. Describe this movement and what it's all about.
Well, a little bit of background, if I could.
Sure.
The Board on Geographic Names, it's a multi-federal agency board made up of 21 different members representing various federal agencies. It's been around since 1890, so this is not really a recent invention or even a recent movement.
No, but it's comforting to know that there's an actual board on geographic names. But what's changing here now?
Well, the board is responsible for standardizing names for federal usage, and has been in the business for changing names and looking at new names for its entire history. What's happened recently, and by recent I mean the last 10, 15 years, there's been an increase in efforts to change names that certain groups or certain individuals consider to be derogatory or offensive.
What's a big one right now?
Well, I know you're leading to the word squaw, which is...
Squaw, S-Q-A-W.
S-Q-U-A-W.
S-Q-U-A-W, right.
Right, it's a...
great speller.
Algonquian...
Impressive.
Algonquian Indian word that goes back several hundred years, and for most of its history was really not considered offensive to most people that used it, or at least it's become that way in recent years as a perception, perceived to be derogatory by certain groups. It's almost because the way it's been used, the way
There are some famous places with the word squaw in them,
that's
like
right.
Squaw Valley in
right.
Tahoe. What and places are likely to change?
Well, right now there are still 940 geographic features nationwide that include the word squaw. Primarily in the western states, it's less common in the east, although there are some in New England. Maine has a few and other northeastern states, but it's very much a word that appears the further west you get in the nation. You're right, Squaw Valley is probably the most well-known because of the Olympics, and it is the name of a ski resort. But there are many, many lakes, streams, mountains.
Squaw Peak in Phoenix has already been changed.
That was changed just about 3 weeks ago. That's right, yes. It was changed to Piestewa Peak, a new name that would honor Lori Piestewa. She was a young woman, served in the Army in Iraq, was killed very early in the combat, and the name was changed by the U.S. board just about 3 weeks ago.
Jennifer, how do you decide what the new name is going to be? What does that process look like?
Well, the board doesn't make any decisions at all as to what the new name should be, other than reacting to proposals that it receives from other interested parties. In other words, the board is a very reactive body. We don't go looking for name problems, name issues, names need to be changed. We simply sit back and wait for proposals to come to us, and they can come from private citizens, local governments, tribal nations, state governments.
But it's, you know, it's really interesting that the as history proceeds, the meaning of names that were settled, presumably, can suddenly come up and require change. And squaw, which seems settled maybe to some, is actually offensive to Native Americans. And there's a movement in a whole number of states that could actually mean that the board's change of names could have more changes in 2008 than in any other time in the last couple of decades, right?
That's right. That's right. In fact,
well, we got to go, Jennifer, but thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.